All right. Phil, what's up, man?
I am amazing.
Welcome
I'm
to the
so happy to
show.
get this. Oh, I'm so excited, Rich. I'm so excited.
Like I was telling you earlier, sometimes the podcast interviewer needs to be interviewed.
It's true.
And
The podcast host needs to be interviewed.
today it's your turn, my friend. And you were gracious enough to have me on your show, to interview me on your show. So, return the favor and here we are, man.
I love it. That's what podcasters do.
Exactly. That's kind of how like the whole community is, right? It's like, hey, you've been on my podcast, let me have you on mine. And it just sort of turns into this like networking like sphere of things. So, dude, I'm so excited to have you on the show. I wanted to start first with your background. So I would love if you could just start off with your quick background, who you
Sure.
are for the audience, and also how you got into the podcasting biz, the podcasting game. And let's start there, man.
Right. So for those who are listening who can't see my beautiful face, I am Phil Better, the podcast mogul. I host four podcasts of my own, and I produce executive produce about 30 to I think 40, maybe 50 podcasts. I don't know. Whenever this podcast is going live, it could be more, but at the time, I think I'm around 35 podcasts that I executive produce.
You say
My main,
35?
yeah, 35.
Oh my
I
gosh.
don't, so what that is there's maybe
That's
three or
amazing.
four that I actually have my hands directly in. Like I'm full production. I help with the copywriting, the editing, or anything like that, whatever someone hires me for. Then there's the other podcast where I'm more of a consultant executive producer. Like I get paid just to sit and look pretty much, and they ask me questions when they want. That's what an executive producer does in the business.
Yeah.
Not just in podcasting, but most businesses. They help. They're like, oh, what do you need? You need a guest? Yeah, hold on. Here's five guests. That's kind of what I do for a majority of the podcasts. I just help feed them podcasts, their clients, guests, or any type of help they need. I've been in this game for 10 decade. My God, it's a decade. Podcasting a decade. I have a knowledge. Like I love helping people grow, monetize, and start podcasting. That's my whole bang. It's my lifeblood. It's if someone asks me like how are you doing, like a really funny. I was reading this post from a fellow entrepreneur. He goes, entrepreneurs, their whole personality is their business. For podcasters, it is podcasting. Like all we do is talk about podcasts. Like, how was your day? Oh, my podcast was great. And that's pretty much what I do. My parents are and my family are fed up with me talking about podcasting, so I have to go on more podcasts.
So you've been in it for a while.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Like
Thank
what,
you. Thank you.
how did you get there, right? Like what was that process like of getting to the podcast world in the beginning stages?
So this is the first time I'm actually going to reveal this kind of origin story. I had a kind of a semi-origin story that I talked about. My first podcast, I say, is the Phil Better Show. It was a movie review podcast, but there was one just before that, about 2 years prior to the Phil Better Show. It was called The Man Hour of Manliness. No episodes were released, and luckily they've been lost. But me and my friend, we were chatting. This is way before Serial even popped off. Like that's when I started, when Serial was popping off. And we were talking. He's like, yo, we should do a podcast. And I'm like, what the hell's a podcast? Like I've never heard of this thing in my life. And so he talked me through. He sent me the book Podcasting for Dummies. I devoured that in like a weekend. And then we recorded. And it was like, 25-year-olds talking. Like they know nothing in the world, acting like they know everything. And he was a musician, so we're in his audio booth. So this little cramped room, just me and him and this microphone, and we're talking and we're going over. It was horrible. But I got bit. Like it bit me. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And I've always been told that I have a great voice for radio.
Very soothing,
Very soothing
soothing voice,
voice.
Phil.
Yeah. And so I was like, all right, let's try this. And I was listening to a podcast called The Weekly Planet. It's a great us by two Aussies. It's hilarious, but you kind of have to understand Aussie humor to really get it. And I'm a person that loves humor. So I was listening to that. And I'm like, I can do this. And so I started on Twitter, and then Kevin Smith is like, yeah, you can do it. I transitioned from from nobody to a movie director to now podcast mogul and all this stuff. So I'm like, let's do it. So I launched the first podcast, The Phil Better Show, to talk to people about my love of movies, because movies, I love movies. Like I grew up in the 90s with the actions of the 90s, right? Like the best era of action movies. and then ran that for a while and started just deep diving, joined a whole bunch of groups, followed a whole bunch of people, learned what they were doing, but no one was talking about turning a podcast into a business. Like you had John Lee Dumas, you had Pat Flynn, Tim Ferriss as the godfathers in this area, but they weren't really revealing their secrets. So I was like, it was really hard. How do you monetize? How do you grow? And everybody's keeping it close to their chest. And then 2020 happened and I burnt out. And that's when I started my technically third, but my actual second podcast, Invest in Yourself, the Digital Entrepreneur. And then it was downhill from there. Entrepreneurs were like, wait, you know how to launch podcasts? And it was there. I was launching podcasts, growing podcasts by studying what entrepreneurs were doing and monetizing through how entrepreneurs were monetizing and how they were growing their business. I'm like, oh, if I treat a podcast like a business, I can make money. And so from there, I was like, okay, now it's time to share my knowledge. And I launched my third podcast, Invest in Yourself, the podcast series, where I interviewed podcasters, but I also shared my knowledge. And then as a side project, launched a podcast called Stock Dirty to Me about investing into
Oh,
podcasts,
nice.
investing in the stock market. It was for a Facebook group called Stock Market for Beginners, an amazing group, and pretty much teaching people actually how to invest and not being like diamond hands, but actually understanding, okay, so this is what the risk ratio is, the PE, all these like terms that were like, that's Chinese, that's not English, that's not a real thing, you know, and like stuff that we would never know about if we've never been inside the world of investing. And so did that, learned a whole bunch and was like, oh my God. And so I've been just podcasting since. Like I love talking to people over, I think we're closing in on 300 episodes for the Entrepreneur podcast, 200 for the podcast series, the digital, the Phil Better Show, I countless, but it's just me talking with people about movies. So I don't really, I find that one my hobby podcast. So I do it when I can, pretty much. And then the stock one is being reinvented to talk to actual people who invest, learn from them. What was your first thing? Kind of like just understand so that people can say, oh, anybody can invest and learn, you know, that it's for anybody.
So I love that you started with a passion, right? Like you started it with movies and you started with like just being able to communicate with people. And now it's transitioned into more of a business for you, right? So now it's like, I still love what I do. My passion is still there, but it's like, hey, there's an opportunity, as you know, to monetize these things,
Oh
right?
yeah.
So invest in yourself, man. When I first saw the name, it was like a no-brainer for me to look at it, because that's to me, it's like self-develop. Like life is a journey of improvement and progress and growth, in my opinion, when I think about things like that. And self-development has always been like the focus of my life. So tell me about how that plays into not only the name of the podcast, but in your life as well, like in terms of self-development and growth and be like turning becoming an entrepreneur, that sort of thing.
So
I know it's a big question.
it is, and it's like, where do I want to start? So the name,
wherever you feel.
I always was interested in business. My whole life, I have books on books because my father was a financial security advisor, i.e., he sold high-end insurance to high rich people, in essence, but he had a fancy title. And so I was always kind of around businessy people, but not entrepreneurs, people who had businesses. So like for me, an entrepreneur is like someone who has a little business over here, not like a mega $1 million business, right? Or $1 billion business in some cases. And he would say this person's name and they had a book and I would read it and I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. But I never knew how to, I didn't have a passion. I didn't have something to sell because I didn't know what I could sell. I'm like an 18-year-old kid. What do I know, right? And that led me down the road reading books, self-improving, because after you leave school, there's like you have to teach yourself. When you're a creative person or you're an entrepreneur, or you, pardon me, you feel this bug. The regular education world isn't for us, because they're teaching you how to be an employee, and like we're not employees. We're visionaries, we're mavericks, we're people who don't conform to the rules of life, you know, because we want to do our own thing. We can't be confined by a box. And so I'm always constantly improving, trying to learn new skills like email marketing, social media marketing, everything, because I know how important these tools are. If you're a person, you need to know these tools. So I'm always in reinvesting in myself. And then I was like, I need to learn how to be a business person. These books are great, but I need to ask these questions to business people because a book can only give you so much. You can't ask a book a question. It's not going to answer yet. Until they do, I need to talk to people. So I'm like, I know how to run a podcast. I'm seeing the growth of podcasts. Everybody wants to be on a podcast. I'm going to ask entrepreneurs to become on my podcast. I'm going to just ask them how to run a business. And
Genius.
yeah, the
Genius.
first season is just me scared out of my mind. Like, how am I getting these business people coming, people who are worth more money than like I have in my bank account, coming on and talking to me about business and openly sharing their secrets? So the first like 2 to 3 seasons is just me trying to figure it out. And when I say 2 to 3 seasons, there it's like 60 episodes. My seasons are 21 episodes usually. So it's about 63 episodes, I think. And I'm just learning. And it's like that was like a 6-month process. And I was just learning how to run a business. And I'm like, oh, I got my first client. He wanted to launch a podcast. And his podcast now is it's a six to seven figure podcast, award winning, always in the top 50 podcasts whenever in different charts, specifically in Australia. He's in the top 20 where he's based out of. So like podcast going way better than mine. I'm like, what the hell? But like I learned from him and I'm still learning from him because I edit his podcast, I handle everything. And so I get these episodes and I learn. But then I was like, wow, this is a tool that can 10x your learning. Because like in 60 days, 6 months, 60 to 6 months, I just learned so much. And I was like, oh my God, now I need to teach this. And people would DM me and I would just tell them exactly what to do. And I was just keep reinvesting in myself. Because one of my questions I ask is, what book do you want to read? And then they would tell me a book. If I hadn't read it, it goes right into my Amazon wish list to purchase later so that I can read it and be like, okay, why did this person say this book was great? They said I learned this, this, and this. And so it was like, okay, reading the book to figure out. So I'm always reinvesting in myself because that's the only way I'm going to become a better person and teach other people by sharing the knowledge. Because I have the time. I get to sit on my butt and talk to people all day. Other people are doing their 9 to 5, they have their family. They don't have time to always invest in themselves. So if I can give them an episode either of the podcast series or the entrepreneur, digital entrepreneur podcast, where they can actually learn, they can hear about, how Rich started his company and grew it and now what he's doing with it. And if they want to learn from you, they can reach out to you. Like my goal is to show as many different opportunities for everybody to build the wealth that they want in their life, either as a side business or as a full-time occupation, so that they can live the life they want.
Who are some podcasts? I know you mentioned a few role models earlier, like Tim Ferriss, and
John Lee Dumas.
are those some of your current role models today still, or are you?
So John Lee Dumas is the godfather. Like I would just love to sit for like 30 minutes and just talk podcasting with him or talk business, something with him.
He's the EO Fire. Is it the EO
Yeah, the
Fire?
Entrepreneur is on Fire, EOF. I actually got an opportunity to sit down and interview one of my idols in the podcasting space, Travis Chappell. He created right now, originally it was a networking podcast. Then he transformed it into Friends with Travis or Travis Friends. It's along those lines. And he interviews these amazing, like he interviews celebrities, all these stuff. And I got the opportunity to sit down and interview him. I think it was one of my worst interviews of all time because I was nervous as all hell. Like I was so nervous. I'm
Like
like, man, you're
visibly
sitting, yeah, like visibly, there's sweat.
sweating.
Oh God, it was horrible. But other people are like, Phil, that was a great episode. I'm like, are you blowing smoke up my butt or are you being honest here? So I still think it's one of my worst. I would love to sit down and chat with him again, but he created this a company called Guestio. It's a great platform. It allows podcasters either to sell space on their podcast so people can pay to be on their podcast, a great way to monetize, or you can pay to have some big names come onto your podcast to help grow your podcast. Because, like, let's say I have John Lee Dumas. A lot of people want to know what John has to say on certain subjects, so they're going to listen to it, right? His following is going to listen to him. other people are going to be like, I know who he is. What is he talking about? So there's these opportunities with Guestio for that. You can get, I think you can get Manny Pacquiao. So if you're a boxing person,
What?
you can pay to get Manny Pacquiao on your podcast. There's Les, I think. Is it Les Brown? I think Les Brown
Les
is on
Brown.
there. Yeah, there's like big names on it, and you throw some dollars and you can get them on your podcast instead of doing the old-fashioned, DM, pray, email, snail letter, telegram, all the old-fashioned ways. Like you can jump the line and build your authority. So like having the opportunity to sit down and chat with him about his business model and how he went from a door-to-door salesman to building this empire, right, that he's building, was an amazing opportunity. But if I could sit down and chat with one person in the podcasting game, it would be Kevin Smith. He literally changed my life because he's pivoted more times than I think anybody else in the world. And he went from a movie director, actor, to doing podcasting and building an network. Like for me, I would just love to sit down and just talk with him because I know we would be talking about everything and we have so much in common. Like that's the big goal. That's like the number one on my Dream 100.
Nice. Well,
Yeah.
why not go for
I
it?
have look, I've
Do
tried.
it, man.
I've
You
tried.
got this.
I've sent some DMs. He's liked a couple of my tweets. So I'm like, I'm nearly there,
Ooh.
Still need to keep
Yeah, just
pushing
keep
it, but
pushing. So
yeah, I would love.
speaking of growth, right? Like when I think about podcasting, you kind of touched on it earlier. Like there's a lot of grind to do outreach, to do, to get guests on your show. You don't have a problem getting guests on your show, right? So
At
what?
this point, no.
Right, exactly. And I see it all the time. I see posts, I see the social media posts, I see everything. So like what is that like? So for somebody listening that is trying to grow their podcast, could you maybe share some wisdom around, what you've done over the past 10 years that might have helped, accelerate that growth? Because when it comes down to, quality and quantity in the podcasting space, right? You need to have that consistency, right, of a show to be like, okay, every Tuesday we're, releasing or whatever, whatever that cadence is, just like if you were to watch a TV show. So I would love to know a little bit more, not to tell too many of your secrets, right? Because I know you part of the business, part of your business is to help people do this, but maybe there's just like one little, tidbit of tips that if you could share.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot you out with three tips
Three
that
tips. Let's go.
three tips. So if you already have an established podcast and you're like, oh, I need more guests and you're finding it hard, first place you want to go is PR companies. PR or marketing agencies that help people get on TV and all that, message them. Because if you say, hey, I have a podcast, this is who I'm looking for, this is what we can do for your guests, they're going to be like, oh, it's easy. You tell them that it's free, you create a simple funnel for them, like here, book your guests. I literally have a PR funnel that I find PR companies and I message them. And I think I have like five PR companies that just feed me clients or clients, feed me
Guest.
their clients. And so majority of my time, I don't have to look for guests. They can book, and I don't even think, I'm like, look, they don't even message me anymore. I'm like, look, I try, we built this relationship. You know who I need. And I'm willing to take on nearly anybody that's in the entrepreneurial world. I prefer digital entrepreneurs because it's a little easier for people to start a digital business than it is a brick and mortar. But I'm like, give me any entrepreneur because I can spin it. Like I can talk about how to, because everybody uses digital media now. So it's like, okay, what do you do with the digital world? Like you have a brick and mortar, what's the digital side? And they tell me, and then we go down it, and it's great. So they feed me, like I guess 50% of my guests come from PR agencies. Because it's just easy for me. I don't have to do any like vetting because they're vetting their clients for me. So there's a lot of less work on it. The other way, I
And
get.
now at this point you've built those relationships too, right?
Yeah.
You have those relationships with these PR companies, so they know, okay, we got to connect with Phil, right? If
Yeah,
somebody's interested, we
and they
got to
have
connect.
this, and because I've won an award for my podcast, they get a little more prestige. They say, oh, we can get you on an award-winning podcast. Now their guest is like, oh, their client is like, oh, really? Now they're like, oh, okay, this is a little bit better. So that helps too. Building up your base, saying how many episodes you have. These are the type of people that I've had on, that helps a lot. And that just starts funneling guests into your sequence. So it's like, okay, I don't have to stress. I have like eight interviews this week. Great. I'm not going to look for any guests. I have no interviews. All right, I got to pump out a couple posts here and there. The other way, there's about a plethora of need a guest, be a guest on a podcast. Go there. Start interacting with posts. Start becoming a member of the group and adding value. And it takes you an hour a day, not even if you want an hour a week, if you will, just in those groups. And when you ever see, hey, be a guest, you go, oh, this person wants to be a guest. Do they fit my criteria? Yes, I'm going to apply. Then you see other people, other podcasts that may be similar, hack their podcast, jump onto their podcast, see the list of guests, go, oh my God, these are all amazing guests. I want one of them. Reach out to the podcaster. Go, hey, I see you interviewed, Rich. I would really love to have him on my podcast. Here's a bit of my podcast. Da, da, da. Would you be able to do the introduction? Most podcasters will be like, sure, here you go. Let me do an email. Let me do a Facebook, LinkedIn message all together so that I can get you in touch. And that's how, those are the three ways I get guests. I get my PR people. I find guests and be a guest hashtags and Facebook groups looking for it. Then I hack other podcasts. I look at the other podcasts that are listen to the group similar people as my podcast, and I find out which guests I would be interested in interviewing because it's all about me. I'm very selfish. The digital entrepreneur is about me. It's I want to learn from you, and by extension, my audience will learn because I'm coming in like. I've talked to copywriters. I have no idea what a copywriter does. Like what does a copywriter do? And it's pretty much we use psychology to write the words that make you buy. I'm like, that's it? They're like, yeah. So I have copywriters, but they in different niches and they do different things. Like you have the email copywriter, the Facebook copywriter, you got the ads, the landing page specialists, and you talk with these people and your mind you start seeing things differently. And when you have that podcast, that's the networking power you have. So, like, that's why I would suggest start, Facebook groups, PRs, and then just hacking podcasts. Those are the three best places to find your guests.
That is solid advice, man. I really, really thank you so much for sharing that. I don't know if you
My
get a
pleasure.
chance to share it that often, right?
The PR one is a new one. So you look, I again.
A first
Another
look,
exclusive, a
another
first
one.
look, another one, like a DJ Khaled, another
DJ
one.
Khaled. Oh man. That's so good. So you've interviewed a lot of people, man. Like this is not like elementary, style podcast. Like you've done so many, like numbers wise, right? When I think about quantity, what is the pattern that you've seen across entrepreneurs that you've seen that have been successful? Like what are some of the habits or things that are just like, oh my God, like I'm seeing this over and over and over again from other entrepreneurs that I just have to share with the audience. Is there anything
Ooh.
that comes to mind where you're like, oh my God, these like over time when I
Obsessive.
is it
They are
obsessive?
so obsessed with their business. When they're not working on, like, and a lot of them don't work in their business, they're working on the business, which is a big difference. For entrepreneurs, when we first start, we're working in the business. And if you don't learn how to get out of the business and work on the business, you're always going to be in that rat race, running, cycling, never getting past the 10, 20K a month situation. A lot of the ones who are become successful, they're obsessed with their business, but they're obsessed on working the business and not being worked by the business. So it's obsession and passion. Those are the two most common things I see with entrepreneurs that I've interviewed.
Wow, that's interesting. So what you're talking about is like not like in the beginning stages, like phase one, you're in the weeds, right? Like you're building, building, grinding,
You have no
grinding.
idea what you're doing. You're just cutting down, trying to. I look at it as when you're a digital entrepreneur, you're building your empire. And an empire isn't born overnight. You have to work in your empire, right? So you're mowing the lawn, you're cutting down the trees, you're building your first house. You're like, okay, whew. Then a villager comes in. That's your first hire, right? You got your first VA, your first employee. They're helping out. You're like, okay, I don't have to do so much. They're going to take care of the food. All right, cool. I'm going to start chopping down and building another house. And then another person comes in who's better at a wood chopping than you. And you're like, you're the forester. And then you have to remove yourself from your business and hand off the keys that you're not really good at. Like, I'm really good at podcasting. When it comes to podcasting, I'm really good. Sales, not so much. but I understand sales enough to sell. But if I can hire someone to do sales, take my sales away from me. Oh, someone's very good at writing the copy. I'm going to give it to them because I don't want to do it. I want to concentrate on what I love, which is talking to people, like sitting talking with Rich, sitting talking with Travis, sitting talking with Kevin Smith, sitting talking and just leeching all the information out of them so that my audience gets the most out of it and other people are doing all the real work so that I don't have to. I don't want to work.
I
That's
think you're,
the basic is I don't want to work,
yeah,
Rich.
same,
I don't want to
same.
work.
And it's really good awareness to know that, hey, I'm really good at this thing. Let me delegate the rest that I'm not good at. Or I don't know if you heard of that, like Eisenhower matrix. That's what it is. Because what you basically say is like, I'm really good at this. There are certain things that you're really good at, but you don't want to do as well. And then it's like, well, I'm good at it, but nah, I could probably use my time elsewhere. And then you hand it off to somebody else and delegate. It's just the kind of a really good matrix. But I think you're going to manifest Kevin Smith, man. I have a
Oh,
feeling.
I know. I have no doubt.
I
I
have a
put it
feeling.
on. I believe in manifestation, and whatever you want to call it—prayer, meditation, the universe, God, Buddha, whoever you want to call it, whatever quantum physics, if you will, or quantum mechanics—I think it is. I don't know. I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen.
Heck yeah.
Either, but I don't. The only thing I don't know when, but I know it's going to
That's
happen. I'm
okay.
going to have an opportunity to sit down. And maybe it's 20 minutes with Kevin Smith. Maybe I get to ask him one question. I don't care. If I get to ask Kevin Smith one question, I'll be happy. It's like I have a friend, the Comeback Coach. He's an amazing entrepreneur. He's a military veteran. I'm not sure which part of the military that he's in, so I don't want to say he's Army, Navy, or whatever, but he's an amazing guy. He lives in Jersey. He actually stalked Gary Vee at Gary Vee's dad's wine shop, and he's like, "I'm not leaving until you give me one piece of advice." And
Whoa.
Gary was like, "Well, you gotta wait because I got to do some work." Because Gary still works at his dad's shop, right? Because he
Why not?
has to.
Yeah.
You have to help out your family, right? And then he actually named him the Comeback Coach because they
Whoa.
talked, and because my guy Richard, he came back from so much negativity, like from the depths and that thing. And he's like, "Man, you're a comeback coach, man. You're the comeback coach."
Like the comeback
And so
kid.
that,
Yeah.
yeah, like the comeback kid, you're the comeback coach. You help people come back from the darkest points. And I'm like, dang, that's pretty freaking cool. Like, Gary Vee gave you your name. Like, not a lot of people can say that Gary Vee gave you your name,
Yeah.
So it's like that. Like, he only had one question with Gary Vee. If I get one question with Kevin Smith, I'll be happy as a pig in shit, Like, it will be one of the greatest days of my life because I can say I met my idol and got to ask him one question. So, be it that at Comic-Con or actually on a podcast, it's going to happen. I just don't know when.
Love it. I love it, man. I can't believe this half hour went so fast.
Holy, it's already been a half
I
hour.
cannot
Jesus.
believe. Like, I was just
Holy
looking at the
moly.
time and I'm like, I should
I'm
probably.
sorry, I talk too much.
No, this is good. Hey, that's what you do, man. That's all
Don't
good. It's really
get
good.
the time to talk usually. It's usually me asking one
Yeah,
question
no,
and
I love
shutting
it.
up.
I love it. So obviously, I gotta have you on again at some point because there's more to talk about.
Always.
And we need to chat more because we always have a good time. So I do want to respect your time, but I wanted to kind of end the show with just, what's the best place for listeners to reach out to you, to connect with you, if they want to be a guest on your show, that sort of thing.
The best place to find me obviously is on Facebook. I'm very active on Facebook, even though it's an old person platform now, not a new kid, and not TikTok and
Not
all
on
these
TikTok,
fun
bro?
things. I'm on TikTok, but
I'm
it's so like I get so
just kidding.
nervous to film something on TikTok because I'm like, oh, they're gonna judge me. And I don't know why, but like I look at all these other successful people, majority of them get like 200 to 300 views.
Nobody
Like no
gets
one's
any.
getting like you
Yeah.
get one to you have a couple of videos that are popping off, but majority gets 200. So I'm like, I should be fine with this. But Facebook, just search Phil Better. I'm pretty much the only one there. The Podcast Mogul, I think you can search Podcast Mogul, you'll find me as well. But Facebook there, DM me. Feel free, like, hey, you want help with podcasting, you want to be a guest on my podcast, send me a DM. I'm always open. But if you want to chat and actually have a one-on-one, best place is philbetterinc.com. It goes straight to my calendar. You can book a 30-minute free call, and I'll probably tell you everything you need to do to grow your podcast in those 30 minutes.
Amazing. Dude, Phil, thank you for being on the show, man.
Rich, thank you very much for having me. I can't wait for this to go live so I can start sharing it with all my friends. And to everybody listening, remember to invest in yourself.
Love it.